Ski and snowboard enthusiasts, like many athletes, are constantly obsessing over new technology. Whatever it takes to ski faster, safer, and look better on the slopes. Take it from Tim Farmer, owner of S&W Sports in Concord, who knows all about the latest alpine gear.
Shape skis, MagnaTraction, Gore-Tex, Capaline baseware, GoPro camera. When you buy a new helmet, they come with wireless, so you can run.
But at the bottom of the mountain, the look and feel of alpine culture has remained surprisingly traditional. For resort buildings and vacation homes, cozy A-frames with steeply pitched gabled roofs and wide stone fireplaces have long been the standard. Margaret Supley Smith is an art historian at Wake Forest University and author of the forthcoming book, American Ski Resort, Architecture, Style, and Experience.
In the early years, an A-frame or a chalet just seemed to make sense. In snow country, they were cheap, they were small, they were easy.
And of course, the gabled roofs kept snow from piling up and caving in the house. Now, 3D modeling and other advances in architecture have put new designs on equal footing with the traditional A-frame. Alyssa Abkowitz is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal.
They can be designed in ways where it melts off the side. And in some cases, particularly if you're using a metal roof with it, people encourage snow to stay on it because it acts as an insulator for the home.
Abkowitz wrote about the rise of contemporary structures in ski country. She says living habits are a factor, too.
With telecommuting being so popular these days, a lot of people are using their ski homes not just as a vacation home, but maybe, you know, living out there longer.
So instead of roughing it for a few weekends a year, vacationers might spend 2-3 months in Aspen, British Columbia, or in Europe. Again, here's Professor Margaret Supley Smith.
In the early days with, say, a Swiss chalet or an A-frame, having a second home at a ski resort was sort of like having an outboard motor boat. It was a small, playful thing where you didn't expect to have the same amenities that you would at home.
Now, multi-million-dollar vacation homes going up in Colorado, Utah, and the French Alps are trading wood beams for steel ones and pine floors and walls for polished concrete and glass. Also on the chopping block is the traditional alpine decor that's defined the lodge look for centuries. Vacationers want a living space that doesn't feel tacky in June or July. So that means no more antler chandeliers, bearskin rugs, and Navajo blankets. Not everybody is sold on the death of the chalet-style ski house, though. Sherry Thurston is a broker with Sunday River Realty in Maine.
You know, it's like if you go to the Caribbean, I guess we'd want a pink house with seashells and turquoise. So it's part of the whole feel.
She says she likes the new contemporary styles that are popping up out west, but says the trend has been slow in migrating to New England.
There's one at the Peaks, which is our premier subdivision at Sunday River, and it's the house everyone talks about. Oh, you know, the contemporary one.
Despite the intrigue, Thurston says builders in her region are continuing to point clients towards the classic alpine look. Margaret Supley Smith has a couple theories about why we Yankees are slow to catch on.
In the West, it's all new that these are purpose-built ski resorts where there wasn't a town. And in New England, they're adjacent to a town. So you've got Stowe connected, or you've got Waterville Valley, or you've got North Conway. So they're going to be a little bit more circumspect. And I think it also is a New England way not to be too grandiloquent.
And you can't underestimate the influence of alpine aesthetic on popular culture, which extends beyond the shadows of the Green, White, and Rocky Mountains. As part of its 2012 fall line, Ralph Lauren introduced the Alpine Lodge Collection, replete with heavy wood furniture, Native American patchwork design, and, of course, a stag antler candelabra and punch bowl. Alyssa Abkowitz admits it's too early to tell whether the contemporary look will have the same staying power as the Swiss chalet.
The alpine look has been around for 200-plus years. A lot of people would argue that it's not going anywhere and that people still want that look when they go to the mountains. So it's definitely a risk, and frankly, it's too early to tell whether the resale value of these homes will be as popular as alpine homes. But right now, they are selling.
For Word of Mouth, I'm Taylor Quimby.